So interesting, because that's exactly, I was just thinking about this more and more, and this incredibly inspiring formulation of the Rambam, and it's just so reminiscent of the Rambam's line in Hilchos Taniyos, Perkei Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says, you know, these days that we have on their calendar, which are tragic days of fasting, when he deals with the Dalet Somos, he says the same thing there. He says, Kedei Le'orer Halavavos, Liftoach Darchei HaTshuva. The whole point is not just to, you know, sit and bemoan, you know, Oy Mehayalanu, and admittedly on Tisha B'Av there's a greater theme of Avelos, but the primarily, as Rambam says, Midarchei HaTshuva, to ensure that the future is brighter and the future is better. So, you know, it's not Agmas Nefesh per se, but it really does relate to a future that we can all look forward to. So the Rambam goes on to say the following. In Sotris Beis HaKnesses Kedei Livnos Beis HaKnesses Acher B'Mekomo O'B'Makom Acher Avobon In Acher V'Achar Kach Sotrin Zeh Shema Yi'ara Lehem Ones V'Lo Yivnu Afilu Kosel Echad Menu Bonei HaChadash V'Tzad HaYashan V'Achar Kach Sotrin HaYashan. So obviously from a construction point of view, this is almost impossible. But at least in theory, the Rambam lays down the law that when you're building a new shul, the first thing to do is to build a new shul, and then, of course, to take down the old one. God forbid you'll be any amount of time without a shul, right? You know, I knock down the old one first, and so then all of a sudden, the capital, the stock market collapses, and the capital reserve funds are gone. Shema Yare Ha'ones, and you're not going to have a shul. Now, very often, and the Rambam is about to note this, this is not practicable. What's the most simple reason that it's not going to be practicable? Yeah, usually it's a matter of, you know, can you just purchase new land? That's one reason. The second reason is very often a financial reason. Sometimes to fund the new property, what you'll have to do is to sell the old property, right? It's a very difficult thing to pull off. And the Rambam admits that this is not necessarily always going to be possible. So let's just deal with one of these caveats, but then we'll be able to expand for a brief few moments on, you know, what this all represents. But medvarim amurim shelo charvu yisodosav o shelo natu kotlav lipol, where there, you know, isn't an outright sakana, if the walls are about to fall in, or the foundations have themselves been compromised. Avlim charvu yisodosav o shelo natu kotlav lipol, sosin oso miyad, immediately take it down, right? It's going to, you know, be much worse if it actually collapsed. Umaschilin livnos bimehera. One more time. Umaschilin livnos bimehera. Bayom uvalaila. Bayom uvalaila. Shema tidache kasha. Vishaer charev. Right. So God forbid that you know, if you don't you know, build around the clock as the Rambam is suggesting, and build it very quickly, then what's going to happen is all that you're going to be left with is a beis knesses charev and not a new one in its place. So the Rambam, again, prescribes here a very aggressive program of building. The Rambam, I guess, apparently felt that he could get you the permits, you know, for building, you know, by day and by night. And so the Rambam here is expressing his very acute awareness that it's not so simple always to, you know, build the new one and then to take down the old one. It's very rarely practical kind of a thing, but the point is that what emerges absolutely, you know, bahir kayom from the presentation of the Rambam in terms of transferring from a beis knesses yashan to a beis knesses chadash is that one never wants to be left in a situation. Sometimes it's inevitable if the thing collapses. One never ever wants to be left in a situation without beis knesses, right? To be in a situation where you have a sara mi Yisrael and there isn't a bias that's muchan l'tfila. A bichol eis hatzvila is itself a very significant problem. And so this takes us, of course, back to Halacha Aleph in the Perek, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam said, what's the other mechanism that you can use? This is, of course, not about going from a yashan to a chadash, but same idea. It's really the same halacha. What are they allowed to do, the townspeople? Allowed to use mechanisms of kfiyah, exactly right. Because the whole point is that there shouldn't be a sarah miyisrael without a bias hamuchan latvila. So that's the whole animating halacha here in the Rambam, is that's what you're looking to avoid. So, of course, you want to build the chadash before the yashan, number one. And number two, if that's impracticable, well, because the place is literally collapsing and it's, you know, sakanas harabim, you know, to wait. So then the Rambam says, okay, fine. But he says, bimheira bayomu valayla, for purposes of making sure that it's up and running. Shema tidachik ashav, yishar charev, that, you know, we have to be very very concerned about that. So even if I think we can all agree in this room that this is somewhat aspirational in terms of the way that construction happens, Bisman Azad, the aspiration itself is very significant, that we aspire to always have a bias muchan latfila bichol esa tfila. I'm quoting there from the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, that really represents the connection, the makom shechina. And the Rambam, of course, just finished talking about that. Afilu bisman shem shomemin kedushasan aleihem vashimosias mikdashechem. The idea that there's profound kedusha there. It's a place where the human being can interface with the shechina. And as such, to be without that place represents like a qualitative loss in the community. I don't want to be dramatic about it, but it's ki'ilu, and not even ki'ilu, right? That, you know, the way that we would think about being without a hospital. It's just, you know, how can you have a community that doesn't have, requisite, medical services? You know, just how can a community exist in that situation? And so you'd obviously want the new hospital to be built, you know, before you take the old hospital down, right? So, mashallah, mahadavar dome, I don't think it's far off at all in Mishnatenu, Shal Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. Okay.